أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. واضرب لهم مثلا أصحاب القرية إذ جاءها المرسلون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of the one and of those who will accept the message that he has brought to them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that only the one who has developed the khashiyah, the fear of Ar-Rahman, without seeing Allah, then he is the one who will follow your message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how he will bring the dead back to life. Allah spoke of the recording of deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records all the deeds that you have sent forth. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of those deeds that you perform that leave behind some effect, that leave behind some outcome and some benefit, how all of that will be recorded for a person even though a person has left this world. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the mushrikeen, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about how adamant they are in their disbelief and how strong they were in their kufr, that they are not prepared to accept the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even though the miracle of the Quran was sent with him, and the Quran itself is a clear proof and evidence of the authenticity of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they still did not believe in him and accept him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cited for them an example or a parable of a community that existed. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the next ayah, ayah number 13 of Surah Yasin, وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, perhaps if you tell them of previous nations, previous communities, previous people who rejected their messengers and the prophets who were sent to them, perhaps that will serve as a lesson. And maybe they will then take heed by realizing that it is a serious matter to reject the Prophet of Allah. So Allah says, cite for them, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ Cite for them the parable or the example of the people of the village, أصحاب القرية. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking of a specific village, a specific town, a specific habitation that existed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not identified the town for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not explained the exact location and the exact spot of this town. And therefore it is best for us to leave it ambiguous. There is a principle that the mufassirin and the scholars of hadith have adopted when it comes to these types of statements of Allah that are ambiguous. The principle is abhimu ma abhamahu Allah. Leave ambiguous, leave unclear that which Allah has left ambiguous and what Allah has left unclear. If Allah has not mentioned it and clearly stated it, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself also has not explained the exact location and the exact spot, it means there's no real benefit for us in knowing where this village or where this town was. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not identify the exact location. However, some mufassirin have explained that this town could be referring to Antakya. Antakya today is found in Turkey on the Syrian border, which was a Christian town. It was previously known as Antioch, the city of Antioch. Nevertheless, it was a town that existed. It was a city that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent prophets to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ جَاءَهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ Tell them of this town of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the messengers had come to them, not one Nabi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of al-mursalun, messengers. And we know that in Arabic the plural starts from three. So it wasn't one messenger, not two messengers. There were three messengers whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent to the people of this town. According to some, al-mursalun here does not mean prophets. It means messengers in the technical sense. According to some, this happened during the time of Isa alayhi salam. And Isa alayhi salam, he had sent these three elders. He sent them to the city of Antioch. According to Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, he said that no, these were prophets of Allah. They were indeed messengers of Allah. The apparent word of the Quran suggests that they were messengers who were sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ اثْنَيْنِ. We sent two messengers to them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first sent two messengers to the people of this town, and invite them to Allah. فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا. They rejected both the messengers. فَعَزَّزْنَا بِثَالِثٍ. So we reinforced them and we strengthened them with a third messenger. So three anbiya, three prophets of Allah, alayhi salatu wa salam, were sent to the people of one town and the people of one city. The names of these three messengers, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, has given their names as Sadiq, Saduq, and Shamrun. So they were three messengers. The one's name was Sadiq. The second was Saduq. Sadiq and Saduq, the two of them were sent, alayhim as-salam. And the third one that was sent to strengthen them and to reinforce what they were preaching to the people was known as Shamrun alayhi as-salam. فَقَالُوا. When they came to the people of the town, they said to them, Inna ilaykum mursaloon. Certainly we have been sent to all of you. قَالُوا. مَا أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا. An argument that the people would always present to the messengers when the messengers would come to them. And that is that you are no more than human beings like us. You are human beings like us. What makes you special? And obviously it is not a valid argument, because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not sent human beings, then they would have another argument that these are angels. These are angels, we cannot do what they do. The angels do not eat, the angels do not sleep, the angels do not have any human needs and requirements and necessities, and that is why they can excel in worship. So that's why Allah sent anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent prophets as human beings. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was instructed to tell his community, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. I am only a human being like you. إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ. I am a human being like you. مِثْلُكُمْ يُحَى إِلَيَّ. But the difference between you and me is that I receive revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first thing the people said to them is, مَا أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا. You are only human beings like us. وَمَا أَنْزَلَ الرَّحْمَنُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. And Rahman has not sent down anything. Here obviously when they are saying Rahman, they are saying it mockingly. They didn't believe in Ar-Rahman, the people of the town. They didn't believe in Allah and believe in one who was known as Ar-Rahman. But because the messengers had used the word Ar-Rahman, the most merciful, when inviting them, so they said, وَمَا أَنْزَلَ الرَّحْمَنُ. They used the Rahman here mockingly. This Rahman you speak of, he did not send down anything. إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا تَكْذِبُونَ. All of you are only telling lies. This is what the people had said to them. قَالُوا رَبُّنَا يَعْلَمْ إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ لَمُرْسَلُونَ. They said, listen, our Allah, our Rabb certainly knows that we have been sent to you all. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. And our only mission is to clearly convey the message of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.